But there was a certain expedience that man realized, and he said, we got to speed up the process. Obviously, we as Muslims, we will use every type of new invention that is around us. But we will even take into consideration the facilities that we have of communication and travel today. What man has done, he has invented such things that has allowed us to communicate far and wide as quick as possible. And that is what is being produced on a daily basis. Why do you update your computer? Because you want speed. Whilst that is in its place, the question we ask is that, did that give you free time? More free time than the old people had. Those that had to go and sow the land, go and fetch the water, and then cook. Nowadays you don't have to cook, the microwave is there. Did we use that to gain more free time, or is it that we have led ourselves into such a way of life that we have no time? We wish that there were more than 24 hours now. And all this rushing and moving at that speed, and that inward hastening which I'm going to speak about just now, it leads to a deterioration in man's health. All that anxiety and rushing, the end result of that is that he has made more money, but at the expense of his health. And then unfortunately, you want to cut the line, so you must go for private treatment and you must pay the price. So that is the sum total of those of us that are in that type of mindset, that pressing mindset, that we have to achieve our goals or acquire objectives as quick as possible. And it has to be done at any expense, at the expense of any relationship, at the expense of what, however we have acquired, whether it is monetary or anything else. Now, what we learn from Quran and Hadith is that when Quran and Hadith speaks about haste, it doesn't speak about this haste that I spoke about just now. That outwardly somebody is moving very fast and you always see him on the move. That was a general point that I made. But Quran speaks about an inward haste. That a person has a certain type of yearning within his heart, and he makes that a priority of the direction that he is moving in. The hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, let's start with the Quran ayat. The Quran ayat itself says, Fas'au ila dhikrillah. You must hasten towards the Jummah namaz. I ask you, that person that came to the masjid at 11:30, was he driving faster than the person that will come here at 12:45? Who would have been a faster driver on the road to get here? But the Quran doesn't tell him he must do that. He may get a ticket. Even in general life, you wonder why fines come. It is because of the same concept. The maqsad is not that. The maqsad is that yearning that a person has. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as much as the ayat of the Quran says, Sabiqu, Sari'u, you must hasten towards ibadah and good deeds and the mercy of Allah, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, La ta'tu salata wa antum tas'aun. Aw kama qala alayhi salam. Don't come to salah running. Don't run. That is not the maqsad. You see? The fuqaha have written that if there is a certain vehicle or conveyance that you are going to take to come to the Jummah Salah, and that is not in your hands to drive it, you're coming in a boat or you're coming with a taxi, you can put your foot on the pedal. In However long it takes, it doesn't matter. But you were thoughtful of the fact that I have to go to Jummah and I have to plan from a certain time I have to leave. Not that person that leaves last minute and he races to the masjid. Likewise, the hadith of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam speak about burying a person quickly. It doesn't mean this is a haphazard job and anyhow just bury the person. And unfortunately, this new system that we have come up with also, just lately somebody was telling me that how is it? Is it in Islam this sort of putting a bayah, people making long lines in front of the janazah, and then the bayah just goes like a bag of potatoes, up and down, up and down? That is not the sunnah. You may be surprised to hear. The correct manner is that family members or whoever, you need about 3, 6, 9, say about 10 people. Let them carry that bayah. The sunnah is you walk behind the mayyat. Ittiba'ul janaiz comes in hadith. Not make a long line and then send him off. Carry it. And if you get tired, then you call somebody. He must take your place, you go back. That is the correct way of carrying the janazah. Likewise, in hadith comes that if you find a good match for your daughter or son, then get them married as quick as possible. But it doesn't mean that you hasten to get your daughter or your son married without any tahqiq, without finding out where you're giving your daughter or who they are getting married to. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was asked, Ayyu sadaqati afdal? Which sadaqah is the best? So Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam answered. He says, Anta saddaqa wa anta sahihun shahihun takhsha al-faqr. When you give sadaqah in such a condition that you are well and you are feeling niggardly and stingy at that moment, you don't want to let go of that wealth. وَتَخْشَ الْفَقْرِ, and you are fearing poverty ahead of you, but you give sadaqah at that time. So you should make it a point that you give straight away in that feeling whilst you are still making up your empire. And there were instances also that Sahaba showed both the inward feeling of hastening and the outward. A Sahabi comes to Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in a battle, and he says, In qutiltu fa aina ana? If I pass away as a martyr in this jihad, where am I? He said, Jannah. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Jannah. So he said, then I have a few dates which I intended to eat. He flung those dates, he went into the ma'araka and he gave his life. There are instances that you physically, but the difference is that we have to change. What is our experience? What do we yearn for at all times? What we find that a person who was supposed to be rushing towards dini activities is cruising. Day takes his time and reaches last. And when it comes to dunya activities, he's all the time yearning to be there. Sometime a person rushes into the masjid last, but he's the first one standing outside and talking. You wonder, why the rush out when you rush so much to come in? So we have to be rushing for the correct purposes. And this rushing is an inward feeling. See? And then there will come a time in our lives, that is in the Akhirah, when a person will decide, you know, now I should have taken my time. I should have let the normal course. And a nation that believes in Allah and has genuine tawakkul on Allah, why should they be rushing for something that is decreed from a dunya perspective? That is why Allah Ta'ala, He praises sabr wa tawakkul. Alladhina sabaru wa ala rabbihim yatawakkalun. Whatever you're hastening towards, whatever you're rushing towards from a worldly perspective, if you took your time, fulfilled your dini activities with total tawakkul in Allah, you will get it. But how can that nation who believes in Allah and has total reliance, or supposedly supposed to have total reliance in Allah, they are the ones that are rushing the most for dunya and feeling that it's going to lose them, or they are not going to make it on time to get it before somebody else gets it. So when they will go to the akhirah, then Allah Ta'ala says, sawa'un, they will complain there and say, now when we reach this side of the world where we see now that what we were supposed to be hastening towards, we didn't hasten towards. And what we were not supposed to be hastening towards, which was muqaddar and decreed for us, we were hastening for that. Now we are in a situation, sawa'un alayna, ajazi'na am sabarna, malana min mahis. Now we are in a situation whether we complain, or even if we make sabr now, but there's no way out. So respected brothers, I was going to talk on one more point, that, you know, sometimes the youth, they have this saying amongst themselves that you must be cool. You must chill out. See? Must chill. But they themselves don't understand what it means to be cool. To be cool is to outwardly look, present themselves in a certain way, but inwardly he's hot. He's bubbling to fulfill that desire, that passion that is burning within him. To get hold of that addictive drug, or to meet that person that he has attached his heart to, and we call him cool. He's not cool, he's a fool. See? Because he is not cool. The same way a businessman, if he outwardly, he looks very cool, but inwardly he is yearning for that extra, and he's dying at all expense that I must get it, and he's rushing towards that inwardly with his heart, this person is not cool. He's in an adab. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to live correctly and have the correct inward thoughts and expectations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Akhir da'wana alhamdulillah.